BBC News. The government of the Spanish region of Catalonia has contradicted an assertion by the central authorities in Madrid that the jihadist cell behind twin attacks in Catalonia had been dismantled. The interior minister in the Catalan regional government, Joaquim Forn, said Catalan police were heading the inquiry and detectives were still searching for at least one suspect. At Turkey's request, the Spanish authorities have arrested the German-Turkish writer Doğan Akanlı. Mr. Akanlı, who's written extensively in Turkey's human rights record, is a critic of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. It's not known on what grounds Turkey issued the international arrest warrant. A big contingent of police in the U.S. city of Boston have escorted out a group of far-right activists through a jeering crowd of tens of thousands of anti-racist demonstrators. The hostile crowd shouted cowards and shame as police removed the far-right group who'd assembled for a so-called free speech rally. The gathering came a week after one person died during a white nationalist gathering and counter-demonstration in Virginia. The Finnish Prime Minister has urged Finns to unite around their common values after the country was targeted in the first terrorist attack in its history. Juha Sipilä said it was important not to respond to hatred with hatred. The Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has arrived home in the capital Abuja after receiving 3 months of medical treatment in London. He'd been suffering from an undisclosed illness. Singing and dancing supporters lined the streets to the airport. Police in Togo have fired tear gas to disperse opposition protesters in a number of towns, including the capital Lomé. The demonstrators, many dressed in red T-shirts, are demanding the restoration of the 1992 constitution, which limited the number of presidential terms to two. BBC News.